light can open your eyes. One book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power. Read and rise higher.
Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Res Life by David Truer is a vivid journey through the complexity, resilience, and contradictions of reservation life in the United States. Blending memoir, reportage, and history, Truer draws on his Ojibwe background and years of on-the-ground interviews to show how treaties, laws, and everyday decisions shape Native communities today. Rather than offer a single story, he reveals the layered realities behind headlines about poverty or casino wealth, tracing how the past lives inside the present in courts, schools, and family kitchens. Readers meet tribal leaders, workers, activists, elders, and youth navigating systems of sovereignty and federal oversight while building futures rooted in land, language, and kinship. The result is an accessible, deeply humane account that dispels myths, challenges easy narratives, and illuminates the ingenuity that sustains reservation life. Res Life serves as both a corrective to stereotype and a guide to understanding how policy, culture, and personal experience intersect across Indian country. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, sovereignty, treaties, and the framework of tribal nations. Truer explains that reservation life stands on a legal foundation built by treaties and affirmed by the concept of inherent tribal sovereignty. He traces how early treaties recognized Native nations as political entities with rights to land, self-governance, and distinct legal standing. The story then turns to the federal trust responsibility, a promise that the government would safeguard tribal interests in exchange for vast ceded territories. Truer shows how those commitments were undermined during eras such as allotment and termination, then partially restored through self-determination policies after the 1960s. He grounds these shifts in lived experience, showing how sovereignty operates not as an abstract legal term, but as daily practice in schools, clinics, resource management, and councils. By demystifying foundational doctrines and landmark policies, he clarifies why disputes over jurisdiction, land, and resources continue to matter. Sovereignty, he argues, is not a symbol, but a working system that enables communities to decide how to live, govern, and build for the next generation. Secondly, allotment, boarding schools, and the long arc of assimilation. Res Life confronts the deep legacy of assimilation policies that sought to dissolve Native cultures and communities. Truer details how the Dawes Allotment Act fractured communal lands into individual parcels, inviting non-Native acquisition and leaving tribes with checkerboard jurisdictions and fragmented homelands. He shows how boarding schools attempted to sever children from language and culture, creating trauma that reverberates through families and community dynamics today. The narrative also addresses relocation programs that moved Native people to cities with promises of jobs and assimilation, often producing isolation and economic struggle. Rather than present a static history, Truer ties these forces to current challenges such as land fractionation, housing shortages, and schooling gaps, while highlighting ongoing repair through language programs, cultural education, and family-centered policies like the Indian Child Welfare Act. The chapter underscores that what many outsiders see as present-day problems often have long roots in policy, and that recovery involves deliberate cultural resurgence as much as service delivery. Thirdly, economy, casinos, and the myths of instant prosperity. Truer offers a clear-eyed analysis of gaming as one tool among many in reservation economies. He explains how the Indian Gaming Regulatory Act created a framework for tribal-state compacts, setting the stage for casinos to fund governments, public safety, healthcare, housing, and education. He pushes back on the myth of overnight riches by showing the real math of revenue, jobs, and costs, including debt service, competition, and market limits. Many positions are non-management, and wages can be modest, while profits often go to infrastructure rather than large per capita payments. He highlights both success stories and constraints, noting that not all tribes have gaming markets and that diversification is hard when access to capital and land use control are limited. Through interviews with workers, managers, and community members, Truer portrays gaming as a pragmatic strategy that can stabilize budgets and create opportunity, but not a substitute for sovereignty, land recovery, and long-term investment in people. Fourthly, tribal justice, governance, and everyday law on the res. Res Life takes readers inside tribal councils, courts, and police departments to show how governance functions under overlapping jurisdictions. Truer explains the daily work of tribal police who patrol vast areas with limited resources, and the challenges created by a patchwork of laws that split authority among tribal, federal, and sometimes state actors. He discusses the Major Crimes Act, Public Law 280 in certain states, and court rulings that limit criminal jurisdiction over non-native defendants, all of which shape what cases tribal courts can handle. Rather than dwell only on constraints, he highlights innovations in restorative justice, culturally grounded sentencing, and intergovernmental agreements that improve safety and accountability. The portrait is practical and humane, depicting officials and residents negotiating real constraints while insisting on community standards. By making the machinery of governance visible and personal, Truer shows that tribal law is not a relic, but a living system that balances tradition, rights, and public order within the framework of sovereignty. Lastly, identity, language, land, and the texture of daily life. At the heart of Res Life is a mosaic of voices that reveal how identity and belonging are built through land, kinship, and language. Truer brings readers to lakes and rice beds, to schools and gymnasiums, to ceremonies and council meetings, showing how culture is practiced in ordinary time. He explores Ojibwe language revitalization and teaching, emphasizing how grammar and story hold values and memory. He looks at treaty rights to hunt, fish, and gather, and the social tensions that arise when those rights are asserted off-reservation. Through portraits of elders, youth, and families, he rejects flat narratives of despair or romance, showing complexity, humor, faith, and struggle. Education, health, and mental wellness appear as intertwined challenges tied to history and to present-day resources. The result is a grounded picture of reservation life that honors both endurance and change, urging readers to see native communities as contemporary nations with futures they are actively building. In conclusion, Res Life is essential reading for anyone who wants to understand the United States more honestly, including general readers, students, educators, journalists, and policymakers. Truer combines personal insight with rigorous reporting and clear history, offering a nuanced map of how law, economy, and culture actually work on reservations. This book can benefit your life by sharpening critical thinking, replacing stereotypes with informed empathy, and giving you the vocabulary to engage respectfully with Native communities and issues in your profession or neighborhood. Choose this book over generic overviews because it pairs lived experience with careful analysis, neither sentimental nor cynical. Truer writes with clarity and balance, showing contradictions without reducing people to symbols. You will come away with a richer sense of sovereignty, a better grasp of why policies matter, and a deeper appreciation for the creativity that sustains Native nations. It is a guide you will reference long after the last page. If you would like to support David Truer, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.
1 minute can open your eyes. 1 book can open your world. Knowledge gives you power, read and rise higher. Better life begins in a book.